Okay, Mike, thanks. This is NAEUI. Not too much anymore for this round. Yeah, this is our we're going camping, and then this is going to be it for a while. I don't think we're going to any camping the rest of July nor August. We may go in September, and we're working on that. But I think we're just going to stay close to home here and just do some work around the yard and things like that, whatever needs to be done. Kick back and just this will be our third camping trip in about 6 weeks, so we've been really hopping along with the camping. So we're just going to, we're just going to be taking it easy now for the rest of July. We may go up north, but we'll just leave the camper at home and we'll do a weekend trip up the Mackinac or St. Ignace somewhere up there in the Straits area. So that's about it for me on this end. I'm going to say goodnight 73 to everyone, and everybody have a good week. We'll talk again. Like I said, we'll be back from camping next Monday afternoon, so I'll be probably get on the net again next Monday afternoon, Monday evening. So until then, this is NAEUI saying good night and have a good week, everyone.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Sounds like you got a great camping trip planned for this week, so enjoy, have fun, stay safe, and I hope the weather holds out good for you camping. All right, next up on our list, before I go to Minnie, I'll do a station ID here. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KADAC repeater. All right, next up we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Fred. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. Well, not much else. I just hope everybody has a good week and a good 4th of July and stay safe. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
Oh, very good, Minnie. Yep, thanks for joining us this evening. Appreciate it. And very well said. Yep, have a great, safe 4th of July. Coming up on Thursday here, looks like the weather is going to hold out for 4th of July. They said possibly a little bit of rain on Wednesday, but yep, if you're doing any of the fireworks or whatever, play by the rules, play it safe, and know what you're doing before you light that fuse off. All right, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us this evening, 7-3. You have a great week ahead. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and standby Ron. Fred, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Again, Mike, thanks for doing the net tonight. Just to finish off with saying everyone enjoy their holiday weekend here. And with that, I'll say 7-3s. This is KE8QCO.
All right, very good, Fred. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3s, you also. You have a great week ahead. And planning anything for the 4th, stay safe. Appreciate it. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, standby Dave. And Ron, good job on getting all the field day stuff together, paperwork sent in for that, and 4,030 points. So great job. Thanks to everyone that helped out with field day and made it a successful field day. Weather could have cooperated a little bit better, but other than that, I think it went off very well. So appreciate everyone's help and volunteering for the field day this year. Ron, thanks once again. You go right ahead.
Well, thanks, Mike. Yeah, we had about 1,300 more points, if I remember correctly, this year than we did last year. So it wasn't too bad considering the weather forecast and that. And we did get the rain, but not as heavy or as thunderstorms or the blowing winds and all of that that had been predicted. So all in all, we fared quite well. And thanks to John from Midland and Dave from Midland, got us quite a few additional points for CW and Voice. So that was really good. That helped out a lot in the totals there. For me over the weekend as well, last Friday I came home from work and I decided I was going to work on my one project. For those who know anything about Meshtastic, I built a couple little handheld units just from some parts ordered online, put those together. But I decided I was going to put up a repeater, or actually a router repeater type thing here at the house. So I had ordered in the parts a couple of weeks ago, and they've been sitting here. So I finally got a chance Friday night, decided I was going to head down here to the shop and start to put them together. So I got everything built, put together, got them in the boxes, got everything done. And then Saturday night, after the weather cooled a little bit and I got some shade from the trees out there, I got it up on the house. So it's up at about 16 feet. It's on the back part of the house, which isn't as tall as the main part of the house, but it's up mounted on the side of the chimney up there at 16 feet. And did a little range test Sunday night, and we've got about a mile and a half right now that I know about. Again, what I was using for my test, I was using the little handheld unit with the little 2-inch high antenna, and I'd throw my hand out the window up on the roof, and I would send the text and see if I got an acknowledgement back through it. So about a mile and a half that way. I do have a mag mount antenna coming. It should be in a few days here to put out. I'll be mounting a Meshtastic unit inside the vehicle with the mag mount antenna. Power it directly off in USB, so when the vehicle started, I'll have that. That syncs to my phone. And we'll see what, again, go back and do another range test. So a mile and a half at 16 feet on the router, I can't complain, I guess. I'd like to see more, but, you know, it's not that far, and it's like any other thing, height is king. So what I'd like to see is, at least for a test, maybe the club to put one together, put it up at Rosine and see what type of distance that we get. And I know Rick's working on one as well. Clayton, KE8CB, has his, and also John Bohm, and I can't remember John's K8VDS or something like that, has it as well. I talked to him last night as well. So there's a few of us at least that have dabbled in this at that, and for those that don't know what it is, it's basically off-the-air text communication. So if you lost power, if you lost cell phones, other ways, you are still able to communicate via text. So besides our radios and that, this works on the 900 megahertz Part 95 radios. They're low-power radios, what they call LoRa, L-O-R-A. They're only put out less than a watt on these, but they can travel quite distances. So by having multiples of these around, you create a mesh, and you're able to send essentially text messages over the 900 megahertz radio. So kind of a neat thing to play with, and hopefully we get a few more. Like I said, I'd like to see one up at Rosine just to see what type of distance that we get. That would be up at about 120 feet. So if I'm getting a mile and a half at 16 feet, 120 feet should give us much better range, I hope. So 73, everyone, have a good 4th of July. We'll talk to you next week. We will have a Sunday night nap next Sunday, and the Monday night net as well. So 73, talk to you later, KC8YVF.
All right, very good, Ron. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for the Mesh Network, getting that together and trying that out. Hopefully we'll get one up at Rosine for the club and see what we can do with that. So appreciate it. Thank you much, 73. And don't go too far. I'll be back around here shortly with the net report. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and stand by Shar. Good evening, Dave. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good. K8MMH, W8DW, hopefully this. I'm a regular radio for a change. I'm not sure why that ICOM all of a sudden, and it'll go into a squeal and then shut down, and the batteries are okay, so I'm probably going to do a reset on that HT if I know what's going on. Anyway, yeah, good to hear Doc and Char here in here today. And as far as field day, I had a good time. That was fun. And hopefully still be around to do it next year. That's the thought anyway. Don't have a whole much more. We've got a, like I say, 4th of July coming up. Got my boat up on the market for sale, so we're actually going to Augre, and I'm going to take the cover off tomorrow and try and do some of that. Got a couple of people that said they were interested, but I think it's spam, and we sort of shut them down pretty fast, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, 4th of July, we'll be here. So anyway, 7-3 to all. Catch everyone down the log. K8MMH, W8DW.
All right, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 7-3 to you also. Thanks for helping out at Field Day, getting us some CW points, and thanks for bringing out the new club radio that we got there, too, and demonstrating that and showing that to all of the people that were interested in seeing the donation that we got in the new Kenwood radio for the club. Appreciate it. Thank you much, Dave. You have a great week ahead. Stay safe for the 4th. All right, brings us to the bottom of the list to Char, WD8RIM. Go right ahead.
KD8MMH, this is Char, WD8RIM, and I hope that people will start getting back to remembering what the day is all about, and that includes Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Veterans Day. I think we spend too much time having good times, and we don't always spend a little time remembering. So I hope this 4th of July people will take a few minutes to remember those who made it possible for us to live in the land of the free. This is WD8RIM Clear.
All right, very good, Char. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Very well said. Yes, all of your holidays like that, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July, it seems like lately they've just become a corporate day for to have sales and get another day off of work, and like you said, forget the actual true meaning of the day. So thanks for that. It's very well said, and have everyone reminded of what the day is really about and what it's really there for. All right, that brings us to the bottom of the list. Before we close it down here, is there anyone else that would like to get on the Saginaw Valley Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.
Any UI recheck?
Yep, go ahead, Tom.
I just forgot to mention Dave commented in the first round issues he had, similar to the issues I had at Field Day with my logging software. It was FL Digi was not connecting with AC Log we used for logging our software, or logging our contacts on Field Day. I had to physically type it all in. I acknowledge that, and I'll look into that. It's good. Maybe I have to update. I'm using Windows 10 now. I may have to update the Windows 11. We'll see if that makes a difference. So anyway, thanks, Dave. And everybody have a great holiday. Actually, it's more of an observance than a holiday, 4th of July. But everybody have a good time, and be safe and enjoy it. This is NAEUI saying good night.
All right. Very good, Tom. Thanks once again. You have a great week ahead, and stay safe on your trip out to the thumb there. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net?